Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento State's annual Festival of New American Music is underway with a series of free concerts all this week. Cap Radio classical music host Mike Nilsson sat down with headliner Clarice Assad, a multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and prolific composer who will be performing on Saturday.
For someone who has never heard a Clarice Assad composition before, how would you describe your music?
My music is a little bit like a chameleon. I don't really have, I think, a stamp like, oh, you can hear it. You recognize right away that it's me. You might be hearing what I was trying to convey to the person I'm working with, if that makes any sense.
Do you have a favorite genre or medium that you like to write for?
See, I think that's the problem. I like too many things. I come from Brazil originally, so Brazil is really rich. Musically speaking, we have so many different genres just within that country alone. Then I integrated to the United States in the 90s, and here it's the same thing. We have all the influence from classical music and Western world, African, and I love Indian music. So it's kind of a good mass, you know?
That's the New Century Chamber Orchestra performing Dança Brasileira, composed by Clarice Assad. By contrast, here is her composition Hero, featuring Clarice on piano with the Third Coast Percussion Ensemble and her father Sergio Assad on guitar. Clarice has made many recordings with her father Sergio, who along with his brother Odair are widely regarded as the foremost classical guitar duo of our time. Hardly a day goes by without the Assad brothers popping up on our music station's playlist. I asked Clarice what it was like being part of such a famous musical family.
I think that it's twofold. I mean, it's great because you get to grow up in it and it doesn't even feel like, it feels like second nature to you in a way, like language. But at the same time, of course, as you're trying to get into the business of music at the beginning when you're young, it was a struggle. My father, my uncle, like, they're considered to be one of the greatest duos of guitar who have ever played. So to be compared to that is not fun. But I'm glad that I took a very different path. And, also glad my father said, no way you're going to play guitar when I was very young. But I was like, oh, but I wish I could play like something that looks a little bit like that. So I went for the bass when I was in my early teens.
Along with taking up the bass, Clarice did something else in her teens. She started composing. This song, titled Ventus, was written when she was 13. She made this recording of it with her father decades later. Have written so many pieces and in so many different styles. I'll be happy to write one piece ever in my life. How do you get so many different inspirations, so many different styles?
Well, writing is a mystery even to me. I cannot tell you how it happens. But I also think that the more you do it, you get, I won't say better at it, but you get more comfortable and faster in the beginning when you're figuring everything out. You spend too much time learning the craft, and by the time you get to be my age, and if you've been writing a lot, which has been the case with me, that is taken care of. So I think you can be more prolific later on in life because you already know what works and what doesn't. That's how I look at it now in my late 40s.
As a composer, Clarice Assad has more than 90 works to her credit. But those pieces weren't written in a vacuum. Assad is a collaborator, and one of the people she's worked with is the versatile pianist, NPR contributor, and Bay Area native Lara Downs.
I was first approached by Lara because she really loved a song that I wrote called A Tide of Living Water. It's a piano piece. And she said, I really love this piece. Can I record it? I'm like, yeah. And that led to us thinking about collaborating on a larger scale piece called A World of Change. She did that live on the Tiny Desk concert. It's beautiful.
As a performer, Assad can often be seen playing the piano or the electric bass, but over the years, she has incorporated another instrument more and more, her voice.
Oh, I love to sing. I don't think of myself like as a singer, you know, I really don't. But it's just a matter of loving it so much. It's just so much fun to use the voice that it became one of the things that I do. So if I have concerts like with my group, I used to have a group in New York. We had a 10-year fantastic run touring the United States and abroad. And it was kind of half and half. We would play lots of instrumental pieces, but then I would add more, adding the voice. And at the end of 10 years, I was singing most of the stuff because I think the presenters were more excited about that than the instrumental stuff. So it became a part of my, I guess, toolbox, if you want to call it that.
That exhilarating piece is titled Da Imaginação, composed by and featuring Clarice Assad, who is headlining this year's Festival of New American Music at Sacramento State. Do you want to talk about a couple of the works that you're going to have performed here?
Absolutely, yes. So putting this program together was a lot of fun, actually, because there are so many wonderful musicians within the faculty. You have the entire guitar department. I've worked a long time with guitarists my whole life because my father is a classical guitarist and anything that has to do with guitar, I'm like right there. So one of the pieces that we're going to be doing is a guitar and flute piece that I'll be joining them on the bass called Amazonia Sing Lay, which translates as Lawless Amazon. And I'm talking about the Amazon forest. It is a little bit of a political piece about the fighting between the indigenous people trying to protect the land, and then, you know, the people from outside trying to tear it down so they can have profits. And then we're also doing a concerto with the orchestra and the percussion ensemble.
This is music from Clarice Assad's concerto Play, which she and the Sac State Symphony Orchestra will perform this week. It is but one expression of the Brazilian-born composer's expansive musical palette.
What I've always tried to do is be true to all of these things that I think I am. And Brazil is definitely a huge part of it. I grew up listening to that, absorbing it, playing it since I was a toddler. At the same time, if you're anywhere in the world, with a TV and radio, you couldn't escape pop American music or pop British music at all. So I couldn't call myself a jazz musician because I'm not. And then I'm not like strictly classical because I have all this South American background. And so I don't know, I don't really fit in anywhere nicely, beautifully, but in a way, it's good because you end up kind of creating a little bit of a niche. And what's wrong about that?
Well, thank you, Clarice. This has been wonderful chatting with you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you for having me.
And that is composer and multi-instrumentalist Clarice Assad speaking with CAP Radio classical music host Mike Nelson. Clarice will close out the week-long Festival of New American Music with a concert and keynote speech this Saturday at Sacramento State. And that is it for Insight today. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a good one.